Today, what I have for you is much more of a meditation than a homily. The reason I say that to you is because I had a homily prepared, but then I started thinking about something else. And the area of thinking about, I haven't had time to really work it out. So I'm going to give you, I think many of us know what a collage is. A collage is, you know, if you don't know what it is, it's a bunch of different pictures posted and have the same theme, but they don't necessarily, are not like a coherent painting. So just take it as a meditative collage. If I had to give it a title, I would call it The Relationship Between Suffering and Desire. The Relationship Between Suffering and Desire. Now, what inspired me to start really thinking about this is the gospel. In the gospel, you see this blind man who is sitting by the side of the road and he's begging. Please understand, in those days they didn't have benefits and Social Security, and you know, if you were blind, if you were handicapped in any way, you were pretty much reduced to begging. So he's sitting there on the side of the road, and Jesus is coming by. And he hears about it and begins to scream, "Jesus, have pity on me, Son of David, have pity on me." And then the people who are around him begin to say, "Quiet, be quiet." Now, why do they want him to be quiet? Well, they don't want to bother Jesus. You know, they don't want to bother him. Now, please understand, Jesus ran into handicapped people all over the place. We have no record of Jesus performing mass healings. So it's not like whenever he saw someone blind or crippled, he would just, you know, go around healing. So the question is, why did Jesus stop for Bartimaeus? And I think the answer is to be found in Bartimaeus's desire. Before we get to the suffering, notice that Bartimaeus could not have cared less what they were telling him to be quiet. He didn't care. Now, that means he really didn't care about being proper. He had something and he needed it. And he screamed, "Be quiet." Screamed even louder. It brought to my mind something that the poet T.S. Eliot said one time, and I think it's one of his poems. I think it's the poem called Ash Wednesday. But T.S. Eliot said at the end of that poem, he said, "Lord, teach me to care and not to care." Now think about that. Teach me to care and not to care. Because the very first thing that came into my mind was that in this case, the people who were telling Bartimaeus to be quiet wanted quiet and peace and a proper cant. But notice that the desire for proper conduct, which is a good desire, Bartimaeus couldn't have cared less about that. And so for somehow, his desire, he didn't care. What I want to bring, one of the first lessons I want to show you in this collage is that sometimes caring is sinful. Now, why do I say that? Because, you know, to say to someone, I don't care, it's almost to go, ah, oh. I've had to do that. People are sometimes are quarreling in the staff or something like that. And they come to me and say, Father, da 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 da. And then they say, don't you care? And I've periodically said, no, I really don't care. That's your problem. Why do you bring it to me? There are sometimes things that you should not care about. Let me ask you this. Did Jesus care about what the Pharisees thought of him? Was Jesus going around going, oh, I don't want the Pharisees to get the wrong idea. Let's just calm them down. Do you remember when he said, you brood of vipers, you snakes, you like whitewashed tombs? Doesn't sound like he cared too much about the Pharisees being angry with him. And so, what if Jesus would have cared? Oh no, let us not get them angry. That would have been sinful. All I'm asking you to learn is that something I think is very true. To care about the wrong things is sinful. You have to learn to care and not to care. You have to care about the right things and not care about those that are not right. Bartimaeus did not care, and he was correct. Because he didn't care, Jesus said, call him. Why did Jesus say, call him? Why did Jesus call him? Could have healed all kinds of people. Why did Jesus call him? Because Bartimaeus had a desire that was deep, and he expressed it. It's almost like when I've heard it said in the Bible, when it says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock. It's telling you not to be passive. That if you want something, ask. You may not get it. I learned a little phrase a long time ago that said, God never says no. God will always tell you one of three answers. Yes, not yet, or I have a better idea. Yes, not yet, I have a better idea. So ask him. But the question then becomes, what is the depth of your desire? And that's where I found it interesting. The linkage between suffering and desire. You see, I think that there are levels of desire. A few weeks ago, some of you might have been here when I talked about the four levels of happiness. And the four levels of happiness are sensuality, you know, like you have ice cream and you eat it and you're happy. Second is ego gratification. You want to be the best football player, the prettiest girl. You want to be known. The third level is you want to do something great for the world. And the fourth level is you want to do what God wants you to do, regardless of what happens. I think that there is a correlation of desire. Think about what is it that makes you want what you want? What is it that makes you want what you want? I think when we're young, we want, it's all about, I want, I want, I want, I want. It's just a want. It's a superficial want. And most of the time we want pleasure. And that's the lowest. It goes away very quickly. But your desire, a lot of the stuff we buy is a desire, but it's a desire that has very little depth. You just buy it. I know when I'm bored, you know what one of my chief sins is? It's the old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. You know what my chief temptation is? Amazon. It's too darn easy to... The second level is, well, I want, not immediate pleasure, but I want to be famous. I want to be the best. And that's a level of desire. You can actually sacrifice for that. That's a level of desire. The third one is, I want to do something for humanity. That's your desire. I want to do something for humanity. And then the fourth one is when you want to do something because God wants you to do it. I would ask you to think about what was the level of desire that Bartimaeus had. I think that the issue of suffering makes you really question what is it that you want. What is it, brass tacks? Like, for example, you're ready to buy a beautiful house or a brand new car, and you find out you possibly have cancer. Do your desires change? Oh, yeah. What is it that changes your desire? You no longer want superficial stuff. The suffering has made you deepen your desire, and you are willing to do whatever you need to do to achieve that desire. And Bartimaeus, in that sense, Bartimaeus was doing that. Bartimaeus was living a life in which there was nothing. He was a beggar. He was at the bottom. And he was willing to disregard being nice or being courteous. He screamed his lungs out. And when Jesus saw that, the intensity of that desire, I think it moved him, because there was an authenticity to that desire. I think that, you know, when I have had sicknesses in my own life, I know that what I want changes. I don't want any, I couldn't care less what I used to want. Now I want, my wants are deeper. And ultimately, you get to that place where you want whatever God wants. It's kind of like you give up in a good way. You know, what is it that Jesus says it? He says, you come to die to yourself. You come to the point of saying, okay, whatever, I want what you want. I want what you want. And I think that God allows us, I think God allows us to be disillusioned so that we can achieve the desire for what is truly depth, and that we let go of stupid stuff. that we think we want. And I think God allows that. I've seen it too many times in life and in the lives of others. But anyway, I'm not going to continue very long because I wouldn't mind if you wrote the bishop and said he was confusing all this time. I couldn't understand what he said. That's all right. Gets enough complaints about me anyway. But I think it's important that we learn from Bartimaeus. I think it's important that we learn about why it is that Jesus healed him when he didn't heal a lot of other people. I think that whole issue of T.S. Eliot's, Lord, teach me to care and not to care. I think the relationship between his blindness and his intense desire and Jesus' willingness to say, call him. Something's there to be learned. Something is there to be internalized. And I think there is a link, and I have to think about it more, between suffering and the depth of what you're looking for. What is it that you're looking for in life? And I think if you analyze the suffering that people go through, and you put the correlation between the suffering that people go through and what they desire in life, you're going to find that the correlation is that suffering deepens your desire for the truth. And it sort of sweeps away all the silly stuff that we sometimes think we can't live without. That's it. Thanks for listening.